This is Hacker Public Radio episode 3060 for Friday, the 24th of April 2020. Today's show is entitled Running a Local IMAP Server. It is hosted by Ken Farlun and is about 6 minutes long and carries a clean flag. The summary is, Ken installs Courier IMAP locally to have a local backup of his mail. Dash.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hi everybody, my name is Ken Fallon and you're listening to another episode of Hacker Public Radio. Today, I want to tell you the easiest and probably the ugliest way of installing a local IMAP mail server. The entire purpose of this is to act as a local storage so that I can connect multiple mail clients to it. If you're looking for how to run a business on IMAP, this is not the show for you. This one particularly started when I wanted to get all my messages off Gmail and I had them connected in Thunderbird, although this works with Outlook as well because it's an IMAP server. In Thunderbird, one connection going to Gmail and another one going to this local server. So this runs on my home Raspberry Pi and I port forward SSH to that, and then I port forward using the command my home directory.ssh /config file local forward space 127.0.0.1:2143 space 127.0.0.1:143. So what that does is on my laptop, it connects to the local port, which then goes over to SSH, comes back out on port 143. Okie dokie. So this assumes that you've got a mail directory in your home directory. So for example, /home/pi/maildir, and that is with capital letters M and D. M capital M-A-I-L, capital D-I-R. Now you connect to your Pi, you go to root, and you go install aptitude or apt-get install, and then the two packages that you need are courier-imap and /courier-auth-daemon. So those two. The first one is the server itself, and the second one is the thing that allows you to log in. By default, that is set up to use PAM, which by default uses the login on your Pi. So for example, if you've got a Pi user with password 1234, then you can log in on your mail account with the user Pi, no ass domain or anything, just the user Pi and the password 12. Okay, so you've installed that package, then you need to go to the /etc/courier directory, and you need to edit the file imapd, and make the following changes. So by default, the address to listen on is set to 0, which is everything, and you want to restrict that to 127.0.0.1, which is the local host, meaning nobody can connect to it unless they're on that machine itself. Then over the years, I've had to change the following two commands so that I can have multiple copies and backups going at the same time. One is max daemons. I changed that from 40 to 80. And the maximum number of connections to accept on the same IP address, which is max per IP. I doubled that from 20 to 40. Then an important one to get rid of, if you want this as a backup solution, is imap_emptytrash. and you need to comment that line out. It's by default set to trash, delete after 7 days, and sent after 30 days. That is not what I want to be the backup of my mailer, so kind of makes sense not to have that. And then the final one is the brute force method to point it to your mailer file. And that is at the very end, put mailer path equals /home/py/MAIL, and bang, you've got yourself a install and everything's configured. So what you need to do then is system control space restart space courier dash imap.service space courier dash authdaemon.service. That will restart, and then you should be able to go into Outlook, for example, or Outlook, why do I keep saying Outlook? Thunderbird. Go into Thunderbird, go into edit account settings, go down to add a new account, blah, 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 blah. And the server settings will be localhost 2143. And the username will be, in this case, Pi. And that's pretty much it. And then you can browse your directories, copy files over and stuff. And you've got yourself a IMAP directory where you can store files in mailer format, which is an excellent format. There are two formats, mailer and mail format. And mail format has one big long file, which it adds to and chops up and stuff. With the mailer format, it creates a separate subdirectory. It creates subdirectories for your inbox. So your directory tree or your inbox looks like our actual directories in the mailer folder. And each message is its own file. So you can use tools like Grepalk and Sed, and kind of brute force. If you don't have a mail connection, you can simply go drop to the command line and look, use a find command on your mailer to find all messages from this person to that person on this particular date. And you can have gigabytes of mail stored there because it's limited to the size of your disk. So there you go. That's it. Tune in tomorrow for another exciting episode of Hacker Public.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club, and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.